Not yet, and then we'll have another chance Wednesday afternoon as well. Otherwise, partly cloudy afternoons to occasionally cloudy. Early morning tomorrow, beginning the day in the 50s to low 60s, but it's warming back into the upper 70s to near 80 tomorrow. With a chance of a storm and some clouds Wednesday, the highs will be near 80. And then Wednesday night and Thursday, better chance some could be strong. Morning low 60s. Afternoon Thursday, scattered activity in the 80 to low 80s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. A My Social Security account allows you to access your earnings history and benefits information, request a replacement Social Security card, get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth and also find things in our country that we can unite on. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the great afternoon here. It's a lovely afternoon, Tuesday afternoon, with me, William Wallace. As you know, my show, William Wallace for America. Today, I'm broadcasting live from WGSO Studios in New Orleans, Louisiana. But as you know, you can also hear me on my podcast at William Wallace for America. Of course, the last name is spelled W-A-L-L-I-S. You can hear me on Stitcher, iHeart, iTunes, Apple, anyone that you listen to. Today's show is really important for me because as you know, if you've listened to me enough, you've heard that I am a Second Amendment advocate, a strong supporter of our Second Amendment, not only because I'm a strong supporter of our Constitution, but because I'm a believer in individual rights, but more importantly, our individual rights to protect ourselves. And in a country where we have more and more threats on our personal freedoms and liberties, but more threats on our person, as a person, I guess I could say, with crime on the rise, I believe it's important to have the ability to not only legally protect yourself, but be trained on the rules and the laws and how to do it and the proper way to do it. And I think that concealed carry is one of the absolute best ways to do that for multiple reasons, because of the training that comes along with it and because of the actual education of laws that comes along with it. But more importantly, and I want to point this out, I want to feel very strongly about this, we have to be aware of the laws before we exercise our rights. And sometimes knowing the laws helps us make better decisions. And when you can surround yourself or go through a training course like we're about to talk about, you learn things that you never knew. You get an extra sense about you. So I don't want to go on about this too much because my guest today is not only a concealed carry instructor, not only an NRA instructor. He has a business that he basically teaches people how to conceal carry. I'm gonna bring him on right now, Toby Ducote. Thank you so much for being on with me today. How are you today, my friend?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate this.
Well, you're welcome. I feel real strong about that as you heard in the monologue, but you know, one thing, you know, that from knowing you as many years as I've known you, you know, and knowing how not only good of a person you are, but knowing how conscientious you are about our Second Amendment rights, I think this is an important show that people will listen to because I wanted this to be something that people could learn a lot that they would learn in the class. Of course, they have to take the class, you know, to be able to to get their license. But let's talk about that. So tell me a little bit about yourself, Toby, so that our guests can get to hear know more about you.
Sure, absolutely. I've been a concealed carry permit holder now for about 10 years, and I've been a concealed carry instructor for 7 years. I've always grown up a gun enthusiast. an advocate for the Second Amendment rights, hunting as a young child with my dad and my brother, and enjoyed going to the range and shooting. But as society has progressed, you can look back 20, 30, 40 years ago, bad people just wanted to steal possessions. And it's not like that anymore. Bad people, not only do they steal possessions, but they want to inflict injury, harm, and death for no other reason than just to do it. And so it's very important that we as citizens of the United States understand our rights. If we choose to carry protection, whether it's a firearm or another means of self-protection, we understand those laws and also understand our situations and be situationally aware of what's going on so we don't necessarily put ourselves in a bad position.
You know, I'm going to jump ahead for just 2 seconds, but because you're bringing something up that's really important to me, is that I've learned, you know, from the concealed carry classes and being around other people that are concealed carry, more about how to not only be a responsible gun owner, but more about how to avoid situations that might endanger you instead of learning how to confront a situation.
Absolutely. Conflict resolution is by far one of the key factors we discuss in the course. I don't want to be in a gunfight. And there are a lot of bad things that happen, not only from a physical aspect, but also from a mental, psychological aspect as well. And so once someone starts carrying a weapon, a concealed weapon on them, hopefully they have a whole different mindset of what it means in regards to conflict resolution. The typical little spats that you have with somebody because they cut you off or whatever, hopefully don't mean as much as they did before because of the validity of what could happen if that conflict got to a point where there was actual gunplay involved. So, yes, being aware of these situations and understanding conflict resolution is a very big part of it.
So why is a concealed permit better than open carry? Because here in Louisiana, and you know, if you get a chance to blend in national laws too, feel free to do that. But
sure.
I know we're focusing more on Louisiana, but in general, but why is a concealed carry permit better than open carry?
Well, I'm not going to say that it's better because everybody has their own personal decision of what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take into account some of the factors. If you choose to carry a weapon and you're concealing that weapon, there are very specific factors in regards to that. Number one, it's concealed so that people around you and in the general public should not know that you have a weapon. There are people out there that will get nervous or frightened if they see a weapon on somebody in an open carry position. So if you've ever been out, and I can recall several situations just in the last 2 weeks, whether it was at Home Depot or someplace else that somebody was carrying an open carry firearm, and it stands out and people look and they point. Now, whether or not this person was plainclothes law enforcement, we don't really know. But open carry, one, can cause anxiety. Number two, if you're open carrying and there is a situation and a bad person is there, the person that's open carrying is probably most likely going to be a target because if they're going to act out, they're going to take out the person that's going to be the biggest opponent to them, and that's that person that's open carrying. So concealed carry has its place. It has very specific purposes, so not to cause alarm or concern with the general public for somebody who is legally certified and licensed to carry conceal.
That's a good point. That's I think one of the points that I think are the most important. You know, does it make you a target? And particularly for a female, you know, who would conceal carry rather than open carry, it becomes even less of a target. You know, if you will. But, you know, I want to point out too, and you kind of reminded me of this, but when you cause alarm, you know, not that we want to give the gun grabbers any you know, pardon the expression, but any ammo or anything against us. But, you know, concealed carry process actually is another way for people to be licensed and have another set level of training, if you will, to where it adds more responsibility to have to exercise your gun rights. Would that be a good way to look at it too?
Yeah. You know, the concealed carry class is only a 9-hour course that is required by the state. 8 of it is in a classroom going through the laws, rules, regulations, and then roughly an hour in a shooting range. So there really isn't very much training beyond the certification course. So anybody that chooses to carry conceal, it's very, very important that they continue to practice with their firearm, take additional training courses to get more proficient and improve that safety. The time at the range with the concealed carry instructor is really just to show that the person is safe with their weapon, mm-hmm. that they can efficiently load, unload, reload, and hit a target so many feet down range with around 35 rounds. So it's not very much in regards to a training as much as it is just a certification class and understanding the rules and regulations.
But like we talked about earlier too, and I'm glad you brought this up, you know, is because we have that extra sense about ourselves when you go through the process and go through the class and go through the certification. What I find is most people, you know, want to get trained more or be more knowledgeable, and they kind of seek more knowledge after that process.
Exactly. And that's a really good point that leads into this additional training, because there are a few things that happened and why it's very important to train. When you're at the range training, you're focused on a target in a very controlled environment where you're sending rounds down range to hit a paper target. In a real life situation, there's no perfect situation. The adrenaline in your body is flowing, so all of your fine motor skills are out of the way. Your hands are like lobster claws, and your brain is moving so fast because you're in a flight, fight, or freeze situation. And a lot of people don't think about that freeze situation. So what'll happen is, if you're not training and if you don't role play situations in your head, then a lot of times you will freeze, or people will freeze. Research has been done that has shown people that are in an intense environment that have not been experienced or spoken or talked through those situations will typically freeze. So I was just going to say, having the opportunity to go to the range is very important. Having an opportunity to work with different groups that train on the move in different situations is also vitally important to keeping those skills sharp.
I like that. So what is the training process in general that you put people through? Is there an outline?
Well, the state does have an outline. One of the things that Louisiana did that was really great, and many other states in the United States have copied our format.
Toby, I got to interrupt you for a second, because we have to take a break. I'm going to do is I'll let you finish answering that after the break. So everybody else, stay tuned for more of this on-air concealed carry, not class, but outline on what to expect when you get your concealed carry license. And stay tuned here with me, William Wallace for America, broadcasting from New Orleans, Louisiana today. There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner and tell them William Wallace sent you.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience.
Does your company need to wear a mask to be compliant? Do you feel masks are needed to stop spread, or do you have a company that needs to offer protection? National Mask USA offers masks that are 100% made in the USA with a facility right here in Louisiana. Masks made in the USA offer peace of mind that they will be made reliably, sanitary, and with American workers to help the U.S. economy. To find out how to get bulk quantity level 1, 3, and KN95 masks, call 504-738-5729. That's 504-738-5729. Do you have an ugly driveway, a hideous garage floor, or a floor in a room in the house that needs help, or a patio that you are ready to enjoy the cool nights on? If you want something unique, durable, inexpensive, that will look like a custom-ordered floor that everyone will notice and is easy to clean, All Pro Coatings can cover all of this and more. See their website at allpro.com. That's spelled like a Cajun would, at allpreaux.com.
Janet McCaffrey is not just any personal injury attorney. She is someone that cares about our community. You can call her for a free consultation at 504-837-1234, and she is the type of attorney that can help you with other legal needs. And if she can't, she will know where to send you. Janet McCaffrey is not just looking for your business. She is looking to be a good resource for everyone in our community. Give her a call at 837-1234.
All right, welcome back to William Wallace for America, broadcasting from New Orleans, Louisiana today. Before I bring Toby back on, I want to let you know, I'm going to ask Toby about this later in the show, about concealed carry insurance, but if you have your concealed carry license, I highly recommend that you get concealed carry insurance, and the best company to go to is U.S. Law Shield. And if you go to uslawshield.com, you enter in the promo code WWUSA, which tags it back to my radio show, WWUSA. Please use that code to look it up and look at all about them. And it's got some really good insurance. I think it's one of the most important things. Toby, thank you for hanging on there today, back on with us. I want to talk about what the training process is.
Yeah, so before we went to commercial break, we were getting ready to start on that, and yeah. I was mentioning Louisiana really did a great job with this, because a lot of other states in the United States have followed our template. Like I mentioned earlier, it is a 9-hour course. It covers everything from the very basics. It looks as if this person sitting through this class has never picked up a firearm. So you talk about the different types of firearms, the different types of ammunition. You talk about safe handling. You talk about safety around family, friends, children, in-home security, conflict resolution. And then it's partway through we get into the laws of Louisiana in regards to self-protection, the use of force for protection, and then the use of deadly force for protection. And then we get into where you can and cannot carry legally based on these laws and these rules.
So not only do you do the concealed carry class, it sounds to me like you're also doing other training around this. So I'm going to ask you what other training you do, but I also want to ask you the two-part question. So if somebody says, hey, I don't have any experience, I want to have my concealed carry, I want to be
not only armed, but I want to be well trained so I know exactly what to do. Do you do all of that? And if so, what kind of training, other training do you do?
Sure, absolutely. So, yes, we take it from the standpoint that the average person coming to the class has very little, if no training at all. So they get a very thorough basic firearm training course that is part of this time with Louisiana that it requires that helps them understand all about the firearm. Then it helps them go through the laws and rules. And then the 1 hour at the range just is an introduction to them firing that weapon. After that, if they feel like they want or would need additional training, myself and pretty much all of the other instructors that are certified with the state of Louisiana that offer concealed carry make ourselves available at an additional fee to work with them individually to help them advance their skill, their safety, and their comfort with that firearm, because there are a lot of people that this is the first time that they're buying a firearm for self-protection, and their comfort level is not there yet. And so in addition to just repetition at the range, it's understanding how to handle it safely, how to draw the weapon, how to clean the weapon. So there's a lot that goes into it, and we offer all of that in addition to more advanced level training as well.
You know, I find from talking to a lot of people that I talk to that some of the one of the biggest fears of getting a concealed carry, that, you know, they want one, they're afraid, they need protection, they're worried about their personal defense. One of their biggest fears of getting concealed carry is because they either they haven't ever handled a firearm, or even people who've handled firearms before, they actually are not as proficient at it as they would be if they took one of your courses, your concealed carry port courses, and when they come out on the other side, they're going to be a little bit more proficient, or even a novice may be knowledgeable enough where they feel comfortable with the idea that they're protecting themselves with their own firearm. Is that right?
Yes, in part.
Yes.
So if there's a situation where someone has to use a weapon to defend themselves, they will never rise to the occasion. You will always fall to the lowest level of training that you have. So I would say, think back to when you first started driving a car. Are you a better driver now than you were when you were 15 or 16?
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Because we do it. We do it daily. It's practice. It's repetition. I tell everybody that goes through my class, if you're not going to commit to going to the range at a minimum of once every couple of months for an hour, then don't carry a weapon, because you will not rise to the occasion. If you do not train regularly at the range with that firearm, then you're going to lose that comfort. And so if we think back to anything that we've done, whether it was as a child or during our adult years, and we became somewhat proficient, and then we step away from it for a while, we usually can't pick that up and be as good as we were when we were practicing, whether it's dribbling a basketball or hitting a tennis ball or something to that effect. It's going to take some time to get back into it. So if you're not practicing regularly with your firearm at the range, and it's been several months, 6 months, a year, and then you're called to use that weapon, your level of proficiency is going to be a lot less than it would be if you do regular training. So
I want to say one thing before we take our next break, which is sure. It also comes down to not just shooting, but however you conceal carry, being proficient at pulling your weapon out, whether it's for a woman's in her purse or a man's in his belt or pocket or whatever, that would be it. So Toby, hang on with me after the break, and we'll bring you back on and talk about more of the laws here on William Wallace for America, discussing concealed carry today on WGSO 990 AM Studios in New Orleans, Louisiana. There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you. Jana McCaffrey is not just any personal injury attorney. She is someone that cares about our community. You can call her for a free consultation at 504-837-1234, and she is the type of attorney that can help you with other legal needs. And if she can't, she will know where to send you. Jana McCaffrey is not just looking for your business. She is looking to be a good resource for everyone in our community. Give her a call at 837-1234.
If you want your website to come up in the top of the search engines, there is one place here in New Orleans, and that's Rhino Web Studios. And it stands for right here in New Orleans. Brett Thomas is the owner, and he will have your back. Rhino does websites, SEO, and social media. For one of the most respected web designers right here in New Orleans, you need to see Rhino Web Studios at rhinopm.com or call him at 504-875-5036.
In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. The Office for Civil Rights has opened an investigation to examine if LSU is in compliance with Title IX requirements. This is after extensive media coverage of the university. The U.S. Department of Justice referred the allegations to the Office for Civil Rights to investigate. They will examine complaints from the 2018 to 2019 academic year to the present. LSU's Associate Athletic Director of Football Recruiting, Sharon Lewis, tells the USA Today she will file several lawsuits against the school, claiming she was mistreated for trying to stop sexual harassment. Tiger Rag editor Ron Higgins says the allegations are explosive, including the details of an argument Lewis had with former football coach Les Miles.
If she was a coach and didn't do what he said, he'd punch her in her MFing face. And she said, I guess that you'll just have to punch me in my MFing face.
Lewis says the argument was over Miles' alleged desire to have blonde women or light-skinned black women on the recruiting staff that he considered prettier. LRN.
Hello, can I help you, y'all?
Hi, we're the Doubler Twins, and we do everything in doubles. Everything in doubles.
Really?
Yep, double the outfit. Our outfits look alike. Double the hair. Our ponytails are exactly the same. We even have matching parrots. Matching parrots to boot.
Double doubler. Double doubler.
So, what do you have that doubles? Anything that doubles?
How about Cash Double Doubler, the new $10 game from the lottery? You could win up to 20 times. You could both even win up to $200,000.
Cash Double Doubler? I like the sound of that. Love the sound of that.
Double your fun and play Cash Double Doubler from the lottery. Win up to 20 times. Win up to $200,000.
Great. This is just what we were looking for. Bye. This is just what we were looking for.
I guess not everything is double.
Bye.
Pick up Cash Double Doubler today. Win up to $200,000. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
A very smart financial person once said there are five G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Golden Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD.
If you want your website to come up in the top of the search engines, there is one place here in New Orleans, and that's Rhino Web Studios. And it stands for right here in New Orleans. Brett Thomas is the owner, and he will have your back. Rhino does websites, SEO, and social media. For one of the most respected web designers right here in New Orleans, you need to see Rhino Web Studios at rhinopm.com or call him at 504-875-5036. All right, everybody, thank you so much for hanging on there for that break there. Before we bring Toby back on, I want to remind everybody that U.S. Law Shield is, if you have a concealed carry license, check into it. Actually, you go just go read about it and see it at uslawshield.com. And if you decide to get it, put in your sponsor code WWUSA. So, Toby, thank you so much for hanging on and being here with me today. I appreciate it.
Yep, glad to be here. Thank you.
Let's talk about how can people get a hold of you for a concealed carry class? How do they get a hold of you? How do they find you?
Sure. So, I do all of my classes are at request only, usually private invitation. If somebody is interested in getting a class together, usually I ask that they have a group of three or more, and they can reach me by phone. My cell number is 504-250-6400, or they can email me at laconcealcarry@gmail.com. That's laconceal, C-O-N-C-E-A-L, carry, C-A-R-R-Y, @gmail.com.
Perfect. So let's talk about expense. How much does it cost, not just for you in general, but for state fees and stuff like that? Because, again, part of what I'm trying to do today is kind of get rid of a lot of myths or a lot of discrepancies so people can feel comfortable about not having to really look too hard for how much things are cost and what's involved. What are costs involved, not only with you, but with the state?
Sure. So every instructor has their own price in regards to what they charge for their course. It usually runs around $100, give or take a few dollars here and there. On top of the cost of the course, then you have to pay the range fee. For most ranges, that's probably right around $20. So to do a course with an instructor, you're looking at the cost of the course. Let's just round it up to $100. The range fee, $25. And then you have your state fee that you have to pay when you actually go to the state and apply for your permit. And the state of Louisiana charges $125 for a five-year permit. They also have an application that you can do for a lifetime permit. But the thing to remember with the lifetime permit is you still have to do a renewal course every 5 years. So even though you will pay a one-time fee for a lifetime permit to the state, you will still have to pay that renewal fee to an instructor every 5 years and submit that to the state to show that you are keeping your license active in regards to taking that renewal course.
Again, it's one of those things I think that it's important for the public to know, especially for, you know, anti-gun people or pro-gun people, either way, to know that this is concealed carry is a way for people to be more responsible. Not only, you know, gun owners, but for people who are carrying weapons around, people who aren't carrying weapons know that the people who are carrying weapons are somewhat trained and I'll say proficient, but that they are they're knowledgeable of the laws.
So
speaking of the laws, what are some of the state laws that are the responsibility of a concealed carry permit holder to know?
The laws are very in-depth and extensive, but to really break it down to the most
some of the basic ones,
for this show anyway, is any citizen has the right to defend themselves in any means necessary if they feel that they are in great bodily harm or imminent death. Now, you can use a frying pan, a brick, a firearm, your vehicle. Whatever it is to stop or prevent that attack, you have the right to defend yourself. When it comes to deadly force, the law is very similar. The threat has to be imminent, it has to be present, and the person carrying out the threat must be capable of carrying that out. So there are some things that go involved to really understand that, but it really breaks it down to, would a reasonable person believe that they are either in great bodily harm or death at that point in time? And what means do they have available to them to carry out, to stop or prevent that attack?
In your classes, do you kind of, I mean, some of that's common sense for most people. But again, it's like you've said, when you're under attack or when your life is in danger, you might not be, or you're, how did you put it? You're going to rise to the lowest of your training. And in some cases, some people aren't really thinking straight. I don't want to say that in a bad, I don't mean that to be negative towards somebody, but in general, you know, fight, flight or flee, you know, kind of thing. Or in that situation, do you kind of go through some scenarios and kind of help people with how they would have to think about that or evaluate those situations?
Absolutely. That is a big, big part of our course. The course that I take students through, there are a lot of situational scenarios that we talk about. What if in this position? And we talk about, okay, so what if this happens? And then we turn it around and add something to it, because there's never a black and white answer. There are always too many what ifs that could occur.
Right.
So you have to think about these, and you have to have these in your head to understand what would I do. And it's a very realistic application, because what we use are things that happen recently in the media, where we hear of situations of violence and attacks, and what people do to defend themselves, or what they could have done, or maybe the things that they did that were not appropriate by the writing of the law.
Well, so, no, I'm glad you pointed that out too, because it's another one of those extra senses that people get, you know, not only to know the laws, but to be able to be more aware of, you know, what are the possible situations? Because like you said, you're never going to be able to cover all of the situations, but it kind of helps somebody think, well, what if, you know, I'm in my house, or what if I'm getting out of my car, and you go through that? And that's something that's interesting to know. Did you want to add to that?
Yes, absolutely. Because if that situation, if that person is simply just trying to take your possessions, your watch, your wallet, your car keys, and they have a gun, do you really believe that you can draw your weapon before they can fire a shot at you? It might be in your best interest to give up those possessions if you don't fully feel like your life is in danger. Now, of course, they have a weapon that you're going to feel that way, but are you in a position to safely defend yourself, or is it in your best interest to try and let them have those possessions and walk away? I like to tell my students in the class, consider the three-day rule. 3 days from now, if I think back to what I did in that particular situation, am I going to say, yep, that was the right thing to do? Or am I going to say, wow, I wish I would have thought and done this differently? Because if we act, there's a potential of being injured, dead, or in jail, or you injure or kill somebody. And there are repercussions from all of that. So that three-day rule seems to really help a lot when you think through a scenario and think about it to decide, is this action the same action I would take 3 days from now if I have the ability to reflect on it?
I had a situation, and I'm glad you're talking about this, because I've been through training and courses, and I want to point out that these are all the things that people will learn when they come talk to you or meet with you in your class. But because I went through training and because I went through these classes, I actually had a situation at my home where I was robbed in the front of my house. And I had a gentleman, I'll be nice about it, you know, was in my car and was robbing me in my car. But I was able to flee the situation, and I chose, you know, to get out of there. And I was, from evaluating situations and being aware, I was able to get into my house quick enough to where I didn't have to escalate.
Yeah, I got you. So
thanks for having me back on that one.
Yeah, if you remember just a few months ago on the news, there was a gentleman out in New Orleans East that had gone home after work, and Unfortunately, three young individuals assaulted him in his front yard, had weapons. He chose to try and defend himself, and they beat him in the front yard with their weapons. Luckily, they didn't shoot and kill him, and still stole his vehicle. So in some situations, it's best to let them have the stuff, similar to what you're talking about,
right,
as opposed to putting yourself at a greater potential risk of danger or death.
Exactly. So so let's talk. Is there anything else? We have a break coming up here in a minute. So when we come back from the break, what I'm going to have you help out with is, are there little laws that aren't very well known that people need to be aware of? Let's talk about where people can
Absolutely.
Conceal carry, where they cannot conceal carry, and some of those little nuances kind of things. And then also about, not only about cost and the state fees, but, responsibilities of a gun owner. And we'll wrap it up with that and where they're able to carry their weapons or not. All right. So after the break, everybody else, we're going to bring Toby back on, who's a licensed concealed carry instructor, and tell us some of those nuances when we come back after the break here on William Wallace for America. There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Park View Historic Hotel a unique experience. Does your company need to wear a mask to be compliant? Do you feel masks are needed to stop spread, or do you have a company that needs to offer protection? National Mask USA offers masks that are 100% made in the USA with a facility right here in Louisiana. Masks made in the USA offer peace of mind that they will be made reliably, sanitary, and with American workers to help the U.S. economy. To find out how to get bulk quantity level 1, 3, and KN95 masks, call 504-738-5729. That's 504 738-5729.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't
take it in, pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
All right, everybody, we're back with William Wallace for America here at WGSO 990 AM. So again, if you need concealed carry insurance, go to US Law Shield at uslawshield.com. Enter your promo code WWUSA. We're on the line with Toby Ducote. Toby, so I want to ask you about, you know, where you can carry, where you can't carry, and any little nuances that you can think about in our last segment. And then at the end, we're going to talk about concealed carry insurance a little bit.
Absolutely. Sure. So let's start where you cannot carry, because that's the easiest one to address. So some of the obvious: police departments, any federal building, hospitals, airports, when you get beyond the TSA security checkpoint.
So wait, you can carry up to the TSA security?
Yes, you can carry inside the ticketing area up to the TSA security. It's really not meant for you to conceal carry there. It's meant for that if you are going to check your weapon and have your weapon transported on a plane with you. But up until TSA security, you're still able to have that weapon.
Okay.
Now, if there's a police officer that notices you're concealed carrying and you're not checking it, there's going to be some questions, and you'll probably be detained and probably get searched in some unpleasant areas. So I don't recommend carrying inside the airport. It's usually only for transportation to have it on the flight shipped someplace to your destination.
Okay.
Another area that often draws some confusion are the Class A establishments, or the establishments that have a Class A liquor license. This is a bar, okay?
Okay.
You're not allowed to conceal carry in a bar. So a lot of times the question comes up, well, what if they serve alcohol? Well, you have to take a look at it and say, is this a restaurant or is this a bar? If you can very quickly and easily answer one or the other, you've got your answer. If there's a gray area and you're like, well, then you shouldn't carry there, because if there's a gray area, then it's probably a bar and you're trying to find a reason to be able to carry inside of it. So that's pretty straightforward there. Another one is any kind of parade, gathering, or demonstration that requires a permit. So the big one for us, obviously, is Mardi Gras.
Okay.
You cannot legally conceal carry a weapon and participate during Mardi Gras. If you are traveling to or from your home place of business or a friend's home or place of business and you have your weapon, that's fine. But the minute you stop on St. Charles Avenue and stick your hand up and start hollering, throw me something,
yeah,
you're participating in that parade. You can be arrested for concealed carrying during that parade. So that's another place where you're not allowed to. The state of Louisiana requires all businesses, public businesses, to display on their entrance some sort of indication if they do not allow for concealed carry. Usually it's a picture of a gun with a line through it. There is no rule or regulation in regards to the size, so it can be as small as about 1 or 2 inches in diameter. It could be a big placard that's 8.5 by 11 or larger. So I recommend to your listeners, when they're out and about, look on the entrances of the places you go into, the grocery stores, the banks, and see if they have a prohibited sign for concealed carry.
Because some banks allow it.
Many banks do allow it. In fact, most banks allow it. And it's kind of surprising that the banks don't have a problem with it. Another place you cannot carry, and it's for safety reasons, are hospitals. With all the medical equipment, with patients and everything, you're not allowed to carry inside of a hospital or in most major medical office buildings. So it's important to keep that in mind as well. Besides that, then it's really looking to see if this place allows for it or not.
Oh, and schools. No schools.
And schools. That's correct. Yes, and schools and universities. Thank you for reminding me there. If you're in a public place and you have your concealed carry and somebody reports to the manager that they've noticed you have a weapon and it's making them uncomfortable, if the manager approaches you and says, hey, we had a report that you might be carrying a firearm, it's making some customers uncomfortable, we're going to ask you to leave, Your concealed carry permit does not give you the right to carry there if they ask you to leave. Please, please do not argue with them. Just very kindly go put your weapon away, lock it in your vehicle, and then go finish your shopping or go someplace else. Unfortunately, I've had students that have thought that they had the right to carry when asked to leave, and then law enforcement got involved and it did not go in their way. So please respect those businesses if for some reason you're identified as carrying a weapon and asked to leave.
So real quick, and reminded me, I want to ask you this earlier, reciprocal states. So talking about flying, you know, can we talk about reciprocal states a little bit?
Yes. So at any given time, there are about 42 to 43 states in the United States that have reciprocity with Louisiana, which means that they recognize your concealed carry permit for visitation purposes in that state. It does not mean that you can relocate to that state and you can automatically conceal carry. And even though they recognize our laws and your permit for the concealed carry, you still have to abide by their rules and their laws. So while many other states mirror the laws in Louisiana, most states have laws that are different from transporting a firearm in your vehicle. And this goes to one of the questions that you had brought up earlier, some of the little nuances. We hear all too often that people can think that your vehicle is an extension of your home. That is not true because you have to have auto insurance, right? Your homeowner's insurance does not cover your vehicle. So that is not an extension of your home. Your vehicle, if you are in your vehicle and someone is trying to carjack you, rob you, you can protect yourself in the way you would at any other time. But if you are transporting your weapon in your vehicle, there are very specific laws in Louisiana and other states of what you can and cannot do. There's a great book on Amazon. It's called the Traveler's Guide to the 50 States and Firearms Handbook. It's about $15. I would suggest buying that and just looking at the laws, because some states require that you have to have your magazine separate from your firearm. Some states also require that the ammunition cannot be kept in the same place with your firearm, and they have to be separate, one in the trunk, one in the glove box, and so forth. So there are very specific laws for each state. If you're going to be traveling through a state driving with your firearm, it's important to know and also follow those laws in the event that you're ever stopped by law enforcement.
But most concealed carry laws, I guess, are these similar, I guess, because in states that are gun-friendly, that have reciprocity, they're probably also have similar laws, I guess?
Yes, for the concealed carry and self-protection, not for vehicle carry.
Gotcha.
I can tell you for Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, their laws are different from Louisiana, and those are states very close by that we as residents of Louisiana travel to on a regular basis. So it's important to know what those laws and those states are for transporting your firearm in your vehicle.
Because that one little nuance that you're not aware of could mean the difference between you being able to go free and spending a long time in jail.
That is correct.
So what Absolutely. About concealed carry insurance? I mean, obviously, you know that I promote, but just that we have 1 minute left, just in general,
yes.
Do you recommend it?
Absolutely, 100%. It's very inexpensive, and it does not cover you just for our use of firearms. It covers you for any self-protection situation. If you have to use a stick, a brick, a knife, mace, pepper spray, a firearm, please, please, please get insurance for self-protection.
Toby, one last time, we got 30 seconds. Let people tell you, find out how they get a hold of you.
Yes, you can reach me at 504-250-6400, or I can be emailed at laconcealcarry@gmail.com.
Toby, thank you so much for coming on there. I really appreciate it. And I'll be in touch with you soon. Everybody else, share the interview, please. Help educate some people. And thanks for tuning in to William Wallace for
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Do you have an ugly driveway, a hideous garage floor, or a floor in a room in the house that needs help, or a patio that you are ready to enjoy the cool nights on? If you want something unique, durable, inexpensive, that will look like a custom ordered floor that everyone will notice and is easy to clean, All Pro Coatings can cover all of this and more. See their website at allpro.com. That's spelled like a Cajun would, at allpreaux.com.
A very smart financial person once said there are five G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Golden Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD. In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, TuneIn Radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.